Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today is episode 157. Happy New Year to you, my friends. Today I just want to talk about checking in with ourselves when you go into a new year. Recently, I decided to sit down and journal. Journaling is something that really helps me. I've talked about it before. I was gifted a journal by somebody very close to me, and so I've been using it recently. I have two really big goals that are going to drive 2023. Now, of course, I have a lot of goals. Two of the goals that are on the very front of my mind right now, I want to release an episode every weekend of the podcast, and I also want to take time every week, usually on at the end of the week, on the weekends. Usually for me, it's on Sunday. It feels like the best day to sit and journal. Journaling can look differently every single time. Recently, I journaled. I sat down, I think it was like January 2nd or 3rd. It was the first Sunday, so it was about a week ago. I sat down, and I made a decision to do a recap of 2022. I wanted to write down as many things that I could think of that I was proud of from 2022. Then I wanted to do my hopes and dreams, my hopes, really, for 2023. It was really powerful, and I want to share my experience with you about how that went for me, because I think there's a lot of learning moments, especially for the looking back on 2022. When I looked back on 2022, I made a conscious decision and effort. I would not put anything that I wanted to do better from 2022. That was going to be saved for my hopes for 2023. It was really cool, because when I focused on 2022 and not yet on the 2023 part, I wrote a lot of things were coming to memory that I was writing down that I had forgotten about. And this is really powerful, because what I did was I went through and I said, you know, I'm proud that I went to therapy in 2022. I'm proud that when after the breakup and moving back to Illinois from New York, I'm proud of myself that I moved to Des Moines in 2022. I'm proud of myself for getting my first full-time teaching job in a fifth grade classroom in 2022. There's a lot of things, and I was able to look at them. And then what I decided to do is that I read them out loud to myself. I read, I'm proud of myself for doing this, this, and this. I read each of them. I would stop, and I didn't really plan much of this. I just kind of did what felt natural. And I think that's a really big point that I want to make. Journaling may not be your thing. Journaling is something that helps me, whether it's talking to a friend, whether it's going out to get something to eat with your friend and chatting. Whether it's talking out loud to yourself, whether it's working out, whether it's while you're working out, you kind of think of certain things. There's so many different things that you could be doing. In this case, for me, it was journaling. And I was thinking about this when I was thinking about this episode. I was thinking, not everyone has the same thing that will help them reflect. But while I was reflecting on 2022, I started to cry. There were tears of just being proud of myself, truly proud, and being able to look back and say, I did that. You know, I really did that. And some of those things were really big things that took a lot of resiliency and took a lot of courage to get back up and say, I'm not going to stay down here. This is where I'm at currently. But I'm going to make another move within a year to a place that I don't know many people, to a place I don't have a job yet. Same thing as when I moved to New York. Very similar, not the same. But there was a lot of aspects that were the same. And I'm going to be honest, it was probably scarier to move to Des Moines than it was to New York. For a lot of reasons. Anyway, when I started to journal, I would read things and it would bring up emotions. It was very powerful, because I don't know about you, but for me, sometimes I avoid things from my past because I know that without a doubt, if I bring this up, whether it's just in my head or if I sit and I talk about it with somebody else, or if I just give it time to think, it's really painful and it's emotional and it stirs a lot of emotions. And I know that requires me to sit and process those things. Different events, different things that have happened to us take different amount of times to process. They might continue to come back up. Some things might take a couple times and then they go away. What journaling for me, and just that moment of reflection to sit down and name the things and talk about them, helped me so much, because I started to cry about things that were really painful and really hard. And I thought a lot about the moments when I was really sad. But the power of it is now I feel so much better that they don't get the power to hover. Do they still come back and hover sometimes? Do the emotions still come back? Do I still have old thoughts that I wish would go away? Absolutely. And I think that's just the power of telling myself and for us to remember that healing is never going to be linear. It's never just going to be one step, take the next step, take the next step, take the next step, and always going up. It might be like that for a really long time, which is amazing. It might feel like that's never going to happen again. But healing is messy. Healing is a beautiful mess of just steps backward, steps forward, neutral moments where you feel like you're not really doing anything. You're just, like I said before, and Noah Kahan says in his song, growing sideways. That's how I felt sometimes. So I think it was just super powerful for me to sit there and name things that make me uncomfortable, make me sad, make me feel lonely. Then, after I looked at my 2022, because even in a really hard year, right, if I did this for 2021, I would be incredibly, probably a little overwhelmed, but really proud of myself that I was able to reflect because of how challenging the end of that year was. And I did reflect past 2022 a little bit and said, man, even before this year, look at where I was and where I've come, and I'm so proud of myself. And I don't know about you, but I don't say that enough to myself. And it led me beautifully into turning the page, writing 2023 hopes, and writing, in 2023, I hope to go on more walks. I hope to give myself more grace. I hope to be, continue to be proud. There was things that I wanted to continue that I would put in 2023, but there was those things that I want to do. Like, I want to release an episode every week from the podcast because it's something I believe in, something that makes me happy. I want to go on more walks, like I said. I want to journal more. I want to continue to meditate. I want to try to meditate every day, not just on the weekdays. I wanted to share, and this thought came to mind and kind of sparked this episode. Based on my 2022 reflection and how much it meant to me, I was thinking about how much I don't pause in the chaos. There's no time in my mind during the chaotic times of my life, the really overwhelming and challenging and sad and stressful and traumatic parts of life, I don't stop. I don't say time out. I need to stop. I need to pause. I need to reflect. Especially I need to reflect on these things that are really hard for me. I think so often for me, and maybe you feel the same right now, you only pause when you finally can take a deep breath. I think there's so much power in setting specific time for you to pause. And that's what I did. When I sat down and journaled, and that's what I hope to continue to do, I don't think I realized how much, truly realized how much this podcast helped me when I would sit down at a scheduled time and do exactly what I'm doing right now. We all have those things that we know help. We can know without a shadow of a doubt, if I do this, this is going to help me. But that's only the first step, in my opinion. The second step is executing, and that's where I would fall short a lot. I wouldn't have the emotional stamina, the emotional energy to push me to actually go do the journaling or go for the walk because it was so easy to say, I'll just do it when I feel better. Well, my friends, sometimes better doesn't come for a really long time and it puts you into a spiral and that's what can happen. So I wanted to ask you what your journaling is. What is your podcasting? Maybe it is those two things. Maybe it's going for walks. Maybe it's eating what you want to eat that makes you feel healthy and happy. Maybe it's talking to your really close people in your life. Maybe it's you have a pet or your work is a source of joy for you. I don't know what it is for you, but I hope that you can set intentional time for yourself to continue to give yourself grace, continue to tell yourself how proud you are, how proud you are. And to be honest, I remember sitting there last week and saying, you know what? Like in 2021, at the end of that year, I would have been proud of myself for getting out of bed. And some days being proud of yourself is going to look different. And I always tell my fifth grade students that. I try to tell myself that, my friends, my family, people I love. Showing up looks differently sometimes. And being proud of yourself, I think, is the same. It looks differently sometimes. I'm proud of myself for different reasons that I was a year ago. And I'm proud of myself for some of the same reasons. I also love going into a new year. If it was a really amazing year for you last year, even if the last like 4 days were really great at 2022, continue that energy. Think about what is it? What do I need for 2023 to be amazing? I think sometimes there's so much pressure on figuring it out right away in 2023. And I think resolutions are great and goal setting is amazing, obviously. But my hope for you is that you don't put more pressure on yourself to be something that you aren't capable of right now, maybe, or maybe it just isn't what you need right now. So what is your journaling? What is the thing that is, or things that may help you that you want to try that give you a chance to pause in the chaos and reflect? Because you're doing a heck of a job, and you're doing a heck of a job sometimes, and maybe you're not giving yourself credit, because I know I was there. I know I'm still working on it. So I would love for you to work on the things that you want to fill your cup up with that you know would help you. So anyway, it feels great to be back. Thank you for everything. I hope 2023 is going to be an amazing year for us. I have nothing but hope and optimism for us. And until the next time, I have a lot that I want you to remember. I want you to remember that you're worth it. I want you to remember that trans lives matter, and trans lives are human, and their trans rights are human rights. Please remember that. And remember just to try your best. Remember that Black Lives Matter. And remember to be kind, be positive, and be yourself. And I will see you, my friend, on the next one.